every woman. It's Kristen and me. It's 4:30. It's time for Broad Appeal here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm joined this half hour by Dr. Kristen Lierley. Today's a special installment of Broad Appeal. Kristen and I don't have any other guests. We just want to talk with you. And our female callers will be given priority. We want to know what you, ladies, and men, you're welcome to, but especially the ladies out there, given that it is our Broad Appeal segment. What are you feeling about the big, brutal bill? Let me give you an idea of what we're looking for, what we're hoping that you might share with us this afternoon. I've heard many stories over the years of moms, especially, who have skipped meals to make sure that their kids are fed. Families that don't fill prescriptions or ration prescriptions so that they can pay rent or just maintain their overall health insurance. By nearly all objective measures, all that's going to get worse under the big, brutal bill. So Kristen and I want to hear from you. Have you ever had to skip a meal or delay critical health care because you couldn't afford it? What did that feel like for your family? Have you ever had trouble navigating your benefits under Medicare or Medicaid or the Affordable Care Act? What was the hardest part? Did you lose coverage? What impact did that have on you? And are you worried that these program cuts could face women, could force women and families to make really, really heartbreaking decisions about the health, wellness, and nutrition in their families? What does that feel like for you? Kristen and I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Dr. Lierley, I can only imagine that over your years of practice, you've heard some of these stories. What's it like to be a physician and see your patients struggling with what are basic needs and having to prioritize feeding kids over rent or getting the health care that they need? What does that feel like as a practitioner?
I've heard these stories. I've lived these stories. Growing up, we were on food stamps. My parents, you know, long story short, my father died. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. She ended up being able to get a minimum wage job. It was $4.25 an hour back then, but we were barely getting by. And that was a struggle. So to grow up and be a physician in a situation of privilege like I am right now is an entirely different life than I lived when I was a child. But I see, you know, my kids, of course, looking to the future, wondering how they are going to be able to build a future that will serve them. You know, they're not barely making ends meet. How are they going to save for their retirement and potentially build a family, buy a house? I mean, my oldest son is a teacher, and he knows that he can't do those things, those common things that many people want in their lives, because he can't afford it. And then I talk to my patients, many of whom don't pick up essential medications like birth control pills, because they went to the pharmacy and they were told that it was going to be $25, and they just didn't have that extra $25. So they're going without. And it's so frustrating. And to know that it's going to get worse, Maggie, not better.
Yeah.
My heart is breaking for America, and not just for Democrats and for people who voted for Democrats. But I mean, think about people who put their trust in Donald Trump, thinking that he was the guy, he was going to be different. And they believed the things that he said because they needed something different. The government wasn't working for them. And now here we are, and it's even worse than it was before.
Yeah, I think the dissatisfaction levels and frankly, the distrust is going to get far, far worse before it gets better. Ladies, if you're out there, this is your chance. Have you ever had to choose between food or rent and medicine for your family? Have you not taken your kid to the doctor because you didn't have health insurance? Have you let an illness for you or your partner or your kids go far too long? What were the impacts? What did that make you feel like? Men, you can chime in too, but it is broad appeal, so ladies will take preference on the phone lines, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. In my own family, my dad growing up lost his father when he was very young. And he has very specific, almost photographic memories of what then went on in his family, that what sacrifices his mother made to just keep their family barely afloat. And so this is not new for working families. But I think the acuity and, frankly, the cruelty in the rationale that Republicans have made for this, it has been only and exclusively to fund massive violations of civil rights and basic constitutional protections, to lock people up in concentration camps that have never, ever committed a crime in their life here in the United States, and to give tax breaks to billionaires, hundred millionaires, and corporations like Amazon, and frankly, to give tax cuts to people like Jeffrey Epstein. It's shocking to me that the party of so-called family values is bear-hugging this kind of cruelty towards working families. One of the things that concerns me particularly, Dr. Lyerly, is basic nutritional assistance. We're going to be talking to the executive director of Feeding Wisconsin on Friday. I've been seeing reports from folks that run food banks here in Wisconsin and across the country that they simply will not be able to gap fill the massive shortfalls that will occur because of these draconian cuts to emergency food assistance through the big brutal bill. One of the questions that I want to hear from listeners about is, have you ever suffered what I'm going to call the death of 1,000 paperwork cuts? Meaning you're working, you're trying to get your kids to school, you're trying to get all these things done. There are 24 hours in the day and you have to at least sleep a few of them. And the additional administrative burdens, these additional paperwork obstacles, which will only in the end push eligible people off of these programs. You know, how has that occurred before in your life? Have you faced those things? Again, to what end? It just seems so immeasurably cruel. And the idea that, oh, well, our food banks will be able to make up the difference is simply false.
No. Our food banks will not be able to make up the difference. And it's a double hit because the SNAP benefits have been cut, but so have the nonprofits who fill those gaps. And they are not going to be able to be there to be that safety net for the safety net that we've had in place. We're already seeing it. I mean, here in Green Bay, there are a number of organizations that try to link farmers, local farmers, with local folks who need that food assistance, and they are struggling to make ends meet, having to dip into their pockets, having to go to more of the benefactors, the private benefactors in the area, who are frankly tapped out. The system was tense before, and now it's just brittle. It's breaking, and we haven't even started to see the effects of this terrible Trump tax bill.
Yeah, I... None of this stuff is light, like a light switch flipping on and off. And I think sometimes it makes it more challenging for people to get their arms around it. But the erosion of these programs, the pain that the brutal bill will cause families is real. And the fact that it may happen slowly in some instances doesn't negate that it's hurting working people. It's hurting working poor folks, it's not going to help the middle class. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Kristen, I want to hear from you. Again, have you and your family ever struggled with the administrative burdens of accessing benefits or programs that you are entitled to, that you are eligible for while you're working, for example, be that Medicaid, Medicare, the ACA, SNAP benefits, which we call food share here in Wisconsin, Badger Care? Call us and tell us about it, or text in 855-752-4842. One of the other things that I have heard in various ways, shapes, and forms throughout my career, Kristen, is I have been probably at times to a fault pretty outspoken about pretty much everything.
Everything, yeah.
Right. I think you and I might have this in common. Uh-huh. And I know that I have at times paid a price for that. But I'm also curious to hear from women out there that might be listening to us. Do you feel safe speaking out either in your family? Do you feel safe if your husband is a Trump voter saying, I think you're completely nuts? If you disagree, do you feel safe speaking out in your church communities? Or do you have fear about speaking out? 855-752-4842. We've got Joe on the line from Madison. Joe, please say hi to Dr. Lyerly, and what would you like to share this afternoon?
Hi, Dr. Wiley. I'm nearly near tears when I think of this. I hope that any women who are listening to this, who are going through a hard time, hear a subtext that you and the doctor were talking about. When you said, doctor, that your family had been on food stamps when you were young, and now you're a medical doctor. Maggie, when you spoke of the hard times that your father was going through, but you made it to law school, and now here you are. My dad, during the Depression, his mother was a widow. That my dad talked about times when his mother said to him, if you want something to eat, you have to go out and shoot something, because we have no food. There still are a lot of people in Wisconsin for whom the butchering of a deer that someone catches lasts them for a very, very long time. I hope that one message that comes through all of this is that people realize that this is one moment in your life and it doesn't define you. Don't feel ashamed about it. Don't feel bad about it. It happens to many, many people that they are food insecure, that things are going poorly, and it's not the only moment in your life. There will be other moments. And I know that there may be people listening who just don't want to talk about it. It makes them feel bad. Please understand that things can change in your life, and this one moment in time does not define you and your family. Things can change. Thanks a lot for the opportunity to speak.
So much in what Joe from Madison had to say. Thank you for calling in. What Joe's talking about is the politics of shame and judgment and the concept of deserve, that if you need help, you must be ashamed. You must have done something wrong, that you do not deserve help if you fall on hard times. And what Joe and what Dr. Lyerly and I are trying to say is that it happens in every family. Mm-hmm. It happens to working people. And it is nothing to be ashamed of, and we need to speak now. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Women, you go to the top of the caller list. Please join Dr. Lyerly and I. What are your fears and experiences in the wake of the big, brutal bill? We continue this discussion on the other side. Keep it locked. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.